Is the roommate agreement in Big Bang Theory actually valid? Should Rachel have moved out of the apartment in Friends?
Today we settle the biggest debates in sharehouse sitcom TV shows, and we're joined by the absolute sweetheart, William Boyd of Friend of the Pod Pod. We will start today with Friends. One of the largest gripes was that Monica asked Rachel to move out because she wanted her boyfriend Chandler to move in.
When I said that Chandler and I wanted to live together, we meant alone together.
The question posed, is that fair at all? Do you want to further your relationships? You ask someone else to move out.
And what's the dynamic there? Like, are they all in a share house owned by a landlord they don't know? They all pay an equal wage.
Dynamics are in a share house that Rachel and Monica have been living in for a long, long time.
Yeah. They're best friends. They're best the friends. Girls. The girls, yeah. One of them gets a boyfriend that they both know from a group of friends. Monica, okay. Me and Mikey are under the assumption that Monica's parents, Monica and Ross, their brother and sister as well. Yeah. Their brother and sister as well. Which is a whole new dynamic of brother and sister in a group of friends.
Yeah,
crazy.
Okay.
That. But anyway.
Okay. But in the scenario where everyone is paying equal way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a bit of a dog act, I think. I think you need to take into account what everyone wants long term. Like, what if Rachel has been planning to live in this house for years on end?
Well, I think when you look at it from a standpoint, like, okay, if Monica's parents do own the house, then Monica does have the responsibility to do what she thinks is best for the property.
Yes.
Who's living in it, who's looking after it, yada, yada, yada. But I think that's too much diving into the situation. The situation is they're just best friends and one of them has done what the other one thinks is a dog move by asking them to move out so her boyfriend can move in.
Yeah.
Which is wild because I'm currently kind of in that situation. But I haven't been asked to move out. My housemates moved his partner in, but there wasn't any rumblings of me moving out. But I'm moving out of my own accord. But I think I would feel slighted if I was asked to move out. It would hurt a little.
Yeah.
It would hurt. But do you really want to be living with, are they a new couple or like a,
They're a long-standing couple.
Okay, so
and I'm enjoying living with them now. They're in.
In a couple of years' time, they're like looking, staring down the barrel of they do want you out of the house.
I thought about this, and it's kind of similar, which we'll get to later, but it's kind of similar to Marshall Lily and Ted in How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother.
In the friend situation, if the fact that she has asked her friend to move out, I think you could do that. You just have to deal with the ramifications of feeling slighted and dogged, because that's a wild thing to bring up.
I think I'll also revoke my feeling slighted with a slight change there, in that I'd feel mad if it was short notice. If it was, hey, you've got a month, especially in this market in Melbourne, I'd be mad. But if they said, in 6 months' time, I need you to move out because I want to move in with my partner and start our life together, I'd go, 6 months is a bunch of time for me to look. That's fair. That's a fair thing.
And I think because it's also Lockie's home, there is more like, he's kind of the authority of what happens with the house. But if you're looking at Monica and Rachel paying equal way, I think you need to take into like account the leases they're on and maybe mention way in advance, when this lease is up, I'm thinking of moving in with my boyfriend or whatever. And whether that's finding a new place or being like, we actually wanted to be here, how do you feel about that?
So in terms of the friends situation, I think if your parent owns the home that you're living in, then you have, like, you know that you have more responsibility than the other people in the house. Like, you just know that.
It's your home.
So, you've got it. There's a sense of maturity and dignity you have to have with that responsibility of, I'd be interested to ask you, like, how did your friend sit you down, Lockie?
Well, I was going to move out anyways.
Okay, right.
But I was asked. They were still really kind enough to say, hey, would Liv be able to move in?
And
it's their home.
Yeah, which I think's fair. Like, that's totally fair. And you know that's what you're entering when you enter that situation. So if that is the situation that Rachel was in, then have a cry about it. Like,
especially if you're getting older as well.
If you're getting older. Yeah, they're all 30. Like, what does she expect? What does she actually expect?
Living with the girl's whole life sounds like a good gambit.
Come on, Jennifer. Yeah. Get it together.
Yeah. Well, I think this moves us on well into How I Met Your Mother. The big gripe here, this is quite slightly different. We're kind of detouring here. At one stage, it's a running joke in the show, Ted is present when Marsh and Lily are having sex in a bunk bed.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Want to do it again?
Please don't.
Yeah.
Now, I think we can all agree, no doing that when you're on a bunk bed. Because as they said in the show,
we live in a society, no sex on a bunk bed. Like, we're better than that. We're adults.
And, yeah.
In that moment, someone was above or below, present in the room.
Ted was, I believe, above, and the two of them were below. So as the bottom move, the top move.
No, I think Ted's on the bottom and they're on the top. Aren't they?
Either way,
there is movement that takes. So I think we can agree that that's wrong. But
yeah,
I would say sex in the same room
is wrong. When was the last time you were on a bunk bed? That's what I want to ask.
When I was a boy, sharing really? With my brother. Yeah, we shared.
I'm bunk bedding it all the time, baby. Like I live that bunk bed life. Like
in Japan, actually, I did also bunk bed.
I had a fond memory of a bunk bed. Like a year and a half ago in Sydney at a hostel with my comedy partner. Yeah. And I got bottom, he got top. And we just joke about ever since. It genuinely felt like if one of us rolled over, it felt like they were just taking the piss and just like flopping around. Like every bolt in this bunk bed was so loose, the thing would shift. Like the mattress would like jump up and down. It was wild. So to imagine having sex above or below me in that situation is appalling.
Like it's never rude.
It's worse.
It's like six on the Richter scale.
Worst. That is the volcano. That's like ground zero. But it would be horrible. So big no-go.
Big no. So let's wind it back then. In the house, when you're share housing with somebody, what's the system in place to have intercourse with your partner or a fling? How do you let the other person know? How do you give each other space?
I have no idea. So I've lived by myself for 3 years. But gotcha. I'm in a month's time and moving in with a mate.
Okay.
So I will be asking questions here. But you boys both have partners and housemates.
Yes.
Yeah. So explain to me, gentlemen. How does...
If you're in the bedroom and the door is shut, no matter what is going on behind the bedroom door, it's like, they're having private coupley time. Probably shouldn't go near that.
The big takeaway here is it's not really a spoken rule. More of an unspoken thing. I've never had the conversation of, my partner's over, blah. Mm. It's often just if you were to knock on my door, I'd be mad. A text message being shot is probably the smartest way to do it, because then if it's no response, then just pipe down for a little bit.
Yeah. I think it rarely is a spoken rule as well. So that's a good system, the text system.
Mm.
William.
Okay. So we're working under the presumption that you know your housemates are home and you're being respectful with the noise. Yes. So noise and...
noise is a whole other thing. We'll get there.
Noise and movement is somewhat covered
in
a situation. Respect is covered because you know someone's home.
Mm-hmm.
Now I pitch you a story.
Please.
So when I was at uni, my housemate came back from her parents' house in Melbourne because she was seeing a gentleman caller in Ballarat. And so she didn't have all her personal belongings with her, such as phone charger, laptop, those sort of items. I was working at Coles that night and I knew she was having a boy over.
Mm.
But then I went to Coles and kind of smashed it out of the park. Went home early. I'm pretty good at most things. And so I got home early and they're mid adult time.
Sure.
Moment. Yeah.
They're having
natural.
Fun. Natural. So I go to my bedroom. It's 11 p.m. at night, right? I go to my bedroom. She doesn't know I'm home because she's assumed I'm at work.
Yes.
But she's still not taking any accounts and any measures in terms of noise and movement. So that's the first one.
Yeah.
So I know exactly what's going on in that room.
Yes.
That I share.
You're like a bash.
Share a wall with. So I'm like shivering under the covers. My phone's gone flat and I don't have my phone charger because she's forgotten hers and has taken my phone charger. So I can't play music. So then I go, I'll play some PlayStation.
Oh.
She's taken my HDMI cord out of the back of the PlayStation so she could play a movie in her bedroom. So I'm stuck in my bedroom with nothing to make noise. So I can drown out what's going on next to me.
Oh, my God.
But she doesn't know I'm home.
Surely you can hear the door.
Nah, it was downstairs, so she wouldn't have known.
Gotcha.
Well, yeah, my suggestion was going to be either, yeah, in maybe someone else's situation when you get home, like really slam the door. So it's, well, not yeah. like,
stomp,
not like,
stomp.
I'm home! Oh, I love coming home!
I'm the fastest at Coles ever!
Not a slam.
I'm pretty good at most things.
But like the general I'm home, like cha-ching on the door. And even you could apply that to your bedroom door.
Stomp
maybe.
Up the stairs a
just,
little.
Just but, a loud... Ah! Yeah. It's good to be home, or what?
Just a big toilet.
Flush, home, you know? Sweet home. Peace and quiet at last. Like, a house of God. Yeah, so that, like, yeah, do I have a right then to be a little bit upset? Because I felt like I didn't.
Well, yeah, there was property theft.
Oh, yeah. I said she could take those things.
It's a lot of things, though, man.
But they would go back to Coles and get your own HDMI cable and then bill her to the
shelf
other one.
It off the, but, yeah. like, she assumed, and so did I assume that I was going to be home later. Those things were going to be returned at a later time once the boy had left.
Fair assumption.
Yeah.
I will add, though, they should then assume, we should all assume, that someone will come in at any moment. You should always be on edge a little bit if you're in a share house. So I think, gotta keep noise to a minimum.
That's
if
where
you know your housemates are out of the house
that's
forever.
That's why I felt fine. Being upset was warranted. Because I was like, you can't, like, it was taking the piss.
Without the carry-on, please. No one's having that good of a time.
No one's and, like, this is one thing, I did get upset about this after a year of living with her, which 2 years of living with her, which was her bed, like, head wasn't fixed to the bed base. So when it was freestanding next to the wall. So when the bed base moved, it smashed the whole bed head against the wall.
And you're sharing a wall.
And I'm sharing a wall. So
brother in Christ.
But then I went to Bunnings and got like this 20 zip ties and some gaff. I fixed that up.
Like, you can fix anything with 20 zip ties.
Because I was like, this is paying myself back. Like,
yeah. And it's like, I think it is fair for you to be upset. It's, I guess you just want some strategies to like protect yourself, I guess. Like maybe like next time a text when you're leaving call, like, oh, come on home early.
Phone was flat.
Yeah, but phone was flat. You're right.
I think all the precautions that could have taken place were unfortunately ruined by housemate. Yeah. It's like the housemate wanted you to have a bad night.
Oh, don't start that one. That's a terrible rumor.
Wrapping up friends, I think you wait till the end of a lease agreement and make your intentions known early.
Or
and
you be very respectful
about
the conversation you have with your current partner you're living with.
Yeah.
Give them apt time as well.
Apt time.
And then How I Met Your Mother, don't have sex on a bunk bed. But don't have sex when anyone's in the room without
don't
consent.
Don't have sex on a bunk bed. Even like if you're an adult and you're wanting to have sex, opt for the floor.
What about Kentucky tour people?
Opt for the
if you're gonna have sex in
beach
the same
the
room
place,
with someone,
a shadowy areas.
You gotta get consent from other people in the room.
Yeah, and in the house, I think keeping noise to a minimum if you can. And if not, well, kudos to you, but rent the hotel.
Hey, play that big music or something, I don't know.
Now, to move on to the Big Bang Theory, where there is a proposed roommate agreement from Sheldon.
I didn't just move in. First, we had to iron out a few details.
Roommates agree that Friday night shall be reserved for watching Joss Whedon's brilliant new series, Firefly.
So the Big Bang Theory, obviously Sheldon is a weirdo. Bit of a weirdo. A lovable weirdo. We all love him.
Eccentric man, yeah.
Eccentric man. But he's a bit of a weirdo. Now, roommate agreement, I have no problem with a roommate agreement. I have a problem with his roommate agreement, but I have no problem with a roommate agreement.
Yes. I would agree. I would 100% agree. I think it does stop a lot of things like this, especially if you live in a couple of share houses in your life and you start to build up like likes and dislikes.
Yeah.
You can start to put things into a document. My roommate agreement, out the gate, do you smoke? Do you smoke inside? Will you be smoking ciggies in my home? I don't want a ciggy smell in home. I don't want that. Do you have live animals that you're not good at looking after? What's your vacuuming schedule if you've got a cat?
Who's hurt you? Who's hurt you?
And I think it's fair enough that Sheldon has one because he was living in the apartment before Lennon moved in. So it's like, oh, if you want to move into this apartment, you'll abide by this.
No.
Whoa.
No.
Really?
No.
But I mean, looking for a roommate, you can be like, I am looking for someone who fits this kind of picture.
Agreed. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But then when you're living with someone, it doesn't matter who lived there first. There's no master in that situation. Like, if you've been living in this house for 10 years and I move in tomorrow,
yeah,
we are absolute equal partners, unless perhaps you own this house or one of your parents owns this house. Like,
yeah,
we are equal partners in that.
But I think it's fair enough to be like, if you want to move in here, this is how we kind of do things. If that's not your thing, maybe this isn't the right home for you.
Oh, totally. Because we're
aiming for harmonious experience both ways.
That's totally fair. Mm. But then you can't in 4 weeks' time go, oh, I actually hate how you leave your toothbrush on the bench.
Of course. Like, yeah, no, of course.
You
I agree.
Absolute doll. Yeah.
I can't like rewrite the fine print.
You
like,
can't rewrite the fine print. Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as there is a equal exchange of money going to somebody else,
yep,
and you don't own the home, yeah, it's everyone's.
You can't
home.
Change the goals. You can't yeah. move the goals. Mm.
But I think the idea of a roommate agreement is kind of nice. And you hear it play out in different share houses. We definitely hear it a lot. Mm. People have cleaning schedules, for example. That's yep. something that's pretty darn agreed upon, or bill paying. And I think you could extend that to some niceties and etiquettes around the house. I would love to have the conversation of, hey, if you want to have a night of get down and dirty once a month and you don't want me home, I can make arrangements to be out.
Yeah, one night a week.
You get to call it, yeah, call
one
it
night a month, sorry.
Well,
yeah.
I love the roommates that all cook each other dinner. Like they have set nights they cook each other, and that's an agreement. Yeah. But then it depends where you draw the line. Like, I know a bloke at the moment who's a qualified chef, who's a food rep for like restaurants.
Yeah.
And he cooks for his housemates every third night. And they're fantastic meals. Yeah. Qualified chef. But he gets all his food for free from work. He just takes it off the shelf. But they all pitch in for food still.
Mm.
So he's like, I don't think I should pay for the food that I cook with because I get it myself. But it means, so it's this weird dynamic that he faces. That was
the unique dynamics that come up in the share homes for sure.
Well, I mean, yeah, because you're bringing in free food to this situation.
Stolen food, technically. If you want to look at it a certain way, but.
No, yeah. That's an interesting one, a very specific one for sure. But I think that also would extend out to things like bringing in items into the house. Let's say you have majority share of the items. You brought the couch, the fridge, the microwave.
The washing machine.
Yeah. And then people say, hey, we want you to pitch in on the blender. You can't use the blender if you don't pitch in. It's like, well, all right, then you can't use my couch. So I think things like that. You know?
You can't use the shower because I replace the shower head. So yeah. Good luck with the bucket, dickhead.
Some things in writing would make sense, especially if you live in a house for 10 years and there are certain things that work in that house specifically because everything's house specific. Yeah. Then maybe just a little list. Like I know, for example, in my house, there are things like there's only one aircon unit in the house. But it works really well if you shut the bathroom door and so the air just flows down to the last bedroom.
Ah.
So that's a big one. Mm. Where if that's in play, I'd love to write that and give it to the next person. I'd love to write down other things like that as well. Like, oh, if you vacuum this area, it
like a football coach. Like gameplay. Like if you're playing on this pitch, like this like, is what you do.
Because I get the whole thing like, okay, in the room in agreement, this spot on the couch is my spot. Whenever I want my spot, I get my spot. Sure, that's enforceable. That can happen, but what if you come home and the aircon unit's on and the bathroom door's open, maybe just by mistake?
Mikey, get mad.
Like, what are the ramifications of breaking the roommate agreement? Like, how does that work?
All right, now I like this. Mm. There's a jar and you got to put money in it.
You got to put it
in. Or just a payment, you beam me a dollar.
I reckon, you know what I've really got into recently with a mate? Have you ever shot a gel blaster gun?
No.
Yeah, it's kind of like a BB gun.
Softer. But like little gel, like they're just gel pellets and they explode when they hit you, but they bloody hurt.
Mm.
I reckon it's like death by execution. You have to run, like do the beep test for 2 minutes while I shoot you.
Yeah, physical violence, for
you
sure.
You have to run the gauntlet past the front, like picket fence while semi-automatic the hell out of you. I reckon that would be a good one.
Or like a trade, for example, if you don't want to go the violent route, of something of similar or greater value. For example, you leave the door open and so my room isn't cooled, you have to buy me a Coles cake. I feel like that's on similar values.
A mud cake?
A mud cake.
Coles mud cake, the best one.
$2.50, absolutely.
No, they're actually $6.40.
$6.40.
Yeah. Someone's done their brush up on their Coles.
You know if you watch the share house.
Yeah, I know. Feed your family for under $10. Clever concept,
boys. That's last year's content. Leave it alone.
I think that's a fair exchange, you know, or a pack of ramen noodles. You know, like there's little things that you know would win me over in my good graces. And for most of the time, this rule in my house is very much looked after and is great.
Mm. I reckon you got to spin the wheel. Maybe you make it a game.
That's fun.
Where you have a spin the wheel. Like all the shitty jobs that aren't done every week in the household, they're up on a wheel.
Yeah.
And every time you f*** up, you have to spin the wheel. So I was like, clean the fridge out. Like,
I like the idea of gamification.
Clean the gutters. Like, real horror jobs.
I really like that. It makes it fun. Makes the roommate agreement a bit more of an interactive game that suits everybody. Yeah. It's not favoring one person.
Yeah, that's funny. It's like, oh,
sure, have a roommate agreement, but also have a contingency plan for when rules are broken, because they will be broken, especially if you get down to the ultra specifics, like aircon and bathroom door, or like only brush your teeth twice. I don't know. Just whatever it says in there, like it's going to get broken if it gets too specific.
Me and my old housemate used to do a long neck of beer. If one of us had like stuffed up and it like pissed off the other, we knew that and felt bad, we'd buy the other person a long neck. And that would be the peace offering.
That's nice. Great.
Oh, yeah. I really like
And then
that.
It was up to the person that would always accept the long neck. It was up to the other. It was up to the person accepting the long neck whether or not they wanted to have a chat whilst they drunk it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
But sometimes you're like, no, I'll just drink this by myself. It's like, okay, cool. And then half an hour later, you just like hug and make up.
Beautiful. Yeah,
that worked well.
I knew where that was going. Nice. And I'm glad it went there. I thought it was, hey, if you goof up, you've got to absolutely slam a long neck in front of me and then apologize afterwards.
It turns to a drinking game.
Yeah. I was like, wow, we're just fostering alcoholism.
Well, I think we've well analyzed these sitcom TV show gripes. And I think a lot of them are applicable in homes.
Yes, we've done very well.
Yeah. And show of the writers that have written these shows, Joel, you should go watch a couple of them.
Yeah, maybe I should.
Will, please plug everything that you are a part of and everything you're doing.
Plug that I'm doing. Plug what I'm doing. I am... I do a podcast called Friend of the Pod with myself and Connor Conk Daryl. Has he already been on this podcast?
Yes. And I believe published. I might even have been on the podcast.
Yes. You're coming on, Marky. Joel's been on it.
And Joel's been on it!
He was wonderful.
I know he
was. We talked about Freddy Krueger. Yeah.
We did.
I had fun takes. Yeah. I could do accents. Oh, I'm a British man.
We will get Marky on the podcast. That's what I do my podcast, Friend of the Pod. I'm also doing a show called The People's Champion. I'm doing it at Adelaide Fringe and I'm doing it at Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
I'll be there. Go see it.
Yeah, please do. Comedy Fest is the 8th to the 21st of April and Adelaide Fringe is the 11th to the 17th of March.
Came with dates.
Yeah.
I've spent a lot of money to get those dates. So it would be foolish to forget them.
Thank you, William Boyd, for coming
thank
in.
Thank you for having me.
Make sure you tell someone you love them today.
Goodbye.